Yeah, look, it was just a whirlwind of a year coming away with a treble. You know, it's hard enough to win one trophy in this league, so to pick up all three last year was just, it was incredible.
Did it set the bar a little high for this year?
No, I wouldn't say it set the bar high. I think every year we do try to set the bar higher than the previous year. I suppose just sometimes soccer is a mad kind of a sport, and sometimes you can play well and not get the result, and vice versa, you can play bad and come out with a 1-0 win, you know. And I think a good few games this year we've probably had the performances and just unfortunately not put away the goals. But no, I don't think the bar is set too high. I think that we're more than capable of reaching that bar and breaking through it, which is what we always try to do. But again, whilst winning a treble last year, other teams were preparing to try and set an even higher bar than what we had set. So, you know, you can't sit still in this league. Like, there's constantly teams trying to better and trying to come after you.
And that's the thing, Piemont and Shelburne, they've really come up to your level, I suppose.
Yeah, absolutely. Same as they would have set a pathway a long time ago, and we had to reach where they were at and surpass it in order to be picking up trophies. And it's the same now, and they've done the same, and they've seen how well we done last year, and they wanted a piece of it. So they really burst through that bar now this year, and unfortunately we haven't had a season that we wanted. But look, we've been in one cup final already and lost it earlier on in the season. So look, this is the big one. This is the one that's on the telly and so much media coverage for it. Like, you know, so it's an incredible day. And not only is it an incredible day, but to go and lift the trophy there is just, it's an unbelievable feeling. So hopefully we can go and do that now on Sunday.
It's going to be at the Aviva Stadium. It's going to be on telly, as you mentioned there. Does that add a little bit of pressure to your team?
I think, no, do you know what? I feel like this year, there's no pressure. As you can see on the news and all the clips, we're definitely going in as big, big underdogs. Hemel Draft having a superior year, and they're a fantastic team, do you know? So I think when you do go in as underdogs, you just, there's no pressure. There's no, it's exciting. Of course, you're going to be nervous and you're going to be excited. But like, a lot of the players that are going to step out there on Sunday have been there not only once, but a couple of times. So like, we should be well experienced as to what's going on. I don't feel like nerves or anything like that should be getting in the way. Do you know, it's just about that whistle going and it's game mode, and you need to forget about all the surroundings and what stadium you're in, and you're there with your teammates, and you have one goal, and that is to win that game.
Crowd is going to be quite a bit larger with obviously the Dundalk fans and Shamrock Rovers fans. They'll want to be in for the whole day, hopefully, and supporting both games. Does that add that little bit of pressure then as well?
No, like I said, it's for me, when the whistle goes, I can't take in anything that's going on around me. To me, it's just, it's game mode and that's it. You know, obviously it'll be fantastic. The more people that get there, the better, the more support everybody has, both teams have, do you know, because it's an incredible occasion. And like you say, like, friends and family members coming up and making a day out of it, like, it's fantastic to see. But for me, and like, I will expect from everyone, them girls, that as soon as that whistle goes, there's nothing there. Like, it's like we're just playing a five-a-side or whatever. It's just, it's game mode and that's it, and we want to win.
Rhianna Jarrett is obviously a name that's been up in the lights now, of course, with her performances for Ireland and that. And she's obviously been leading the line for you guys for quite a number of years now. And it's great to see that she's had sort of an injury-free season, mostly anyway. And, you know, she's going to be leading the line once again on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you know, I think every team in the country would want to have Rhianna Jarrett in their squad. And not only in their squad, but in their starting lineup. Do you know, she's a huge player for us. And this year she's really, really stepped into the fold, you know. She's a senior player and she gives us an awful lot on the pitch. Aside from her actual performances, she gives a lot, you know. So she's a huge player for us. But again, like Rhianna, we have a lot of other big players that need stepping up now. You need your big players on big days, and we'll see what we're about.
As a senior player yourself, a couple of the under-17s have come in and slotted in pretty well to the side. Is it your job to calm them down? A lot of them will have no experience of playing in a game as big as this, so it's just your job as, you know, one of the more senior players to just say it's okay.
Absolutely. It's, you know, like, it comes with experience, and we've been there before. But I would feel like it's not only my job, but I would feel like it is all the senior players' jobs. The girls that have been there before, even the girls that probably are only 21, 22, they've played there a few times. So with that, they might not be that much older, but they are experienced. So I'll be expecting everybody to step in, everyone to step in and look after the younger girls, because this is going to be a huge occasion for them. Like, I remember my first time stepping out, and I was a lot older than what these girls are, and it was just incredible. It was breathtaking. And the difference of going in this Sunday to my very first time is experience. And to me, the more times I get to step on that pitch, I take it all in. I take more in as a player this Sunday in comparison to the very first time we were in the Aviva. It's going to be completely different for me.
Because you know each other so well, the two teams, do you think it's going to be quite a cagey affair? Maybe nobody wants to make a mistake?
Look, neither teams are going to want to make a mistake, but you're going to get two teams that are going to go at each other. It's not going to be a sit back and wait and see who makes a mistake or wait to see if somebody slips up or what happens. I feel like there's going to be a really good show put on Sunday, and in all the other games it's end-to-end stuff. Like, we both know each other so well, we've played so many games over the last couple of years, and to be fair it's probably a lot of the same players bar a few, so we both know what we're about, but again it's just who wants it more.
Some of the names on Sunday: Anya Gorman, Megan Smith-Lynch, Eleanor Ryan Doyle. It's going to be tough to put a stop on those girls.
Absolutely, they're incredible. Ellie Ryan is after having an incredible season, so she is. And likewise, like Anya, the experience that she brings to that squad is unbelievable. Same with Megan. Do you know, they're a serious outset, and we know that, you know, but it's counteracting that and trying to stop them where they're dangerous and hit them on the counter. And like I said, playing our game and doing what we're being told to do.
It's a second cup final. Obviously, the under-17s have done brilliantly this year as well. So, really, it's been a successful season, regardless of the result on Sunday.
You know, I'd have to disagree with you there. I wouldn't feel like it's a successful season, because I feel like that we've raised the bar so much at Wexford over the last couple of years. It's not that it's expected to be winning trophies, but we want to be winning them. And not have a trophy, we've missed out on two now already, and to me personally it's not good enough. Like, we are good enough, we should be competing. We came out of league way too early in the running, you know. Shells pushed Piemont to the very end, but we came away with a couple of games to go, and it's not us. Like, it's, to me it's not good enough, and like, again, look, we'll reassess that next year and see where we need to improve and things we need to change, but we'd be definitely hoping to pick up a bit of silverware. That trophy on Sunday would be a good end to a not so good season.
Was there a little bit of jealousy watching the two teams battle it out for the title?
Yeah, I have to say it absolutely broke my heart watching the photos. It killed me, because I know that feeling. I know what it means. I know what it takes to lift that trophy, the sacrifices and the dedication. And do you know, all credit to Piemont, they were the best team this year. Do you know, leagues never lie, and that's where it stands. And Shells pushed them very close. They were very unfortunate, but yeah, no, I can't lie and say it didn't hurt. It definitely hurt. But look, you just have to save that and keep it there and park it and get ready for next season.
And finally, I saw you practicing penalties there at the end. Would you take a penalty win, or do you want to win it in the 90 minutes?
I'll take a win no matter what way we win it, preferably in the 90 minutes. We won it a couple of years ago on penalties, and it was, I tell you one thing, it was shaky. It was nerve-wracking, but look, either way, we just want to win. It doesn't matter how it is or what happens, 1-0 or 2-0 or 3-1, whatever it is, but we just really want to win.